Santa, of course. This is the man with all the toys. And he's supposed to be delivering these toys to your children every Christmas. Regardless of what is on your child's Christmas list, Santa should be magically able to provide it. But that provides a problem for parents like Kim Hamilton in Lubbock, Texas. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
You had a question for us. So let's get to the story here. Before your son, your four-year-old son, took a trip to see Santa, what did he want for Christmas?
A bicycle.
Okay, which you are going to provide.
Right.
Okay, and then he took a class trip to go see Santa, and he came home and asked for what?
He asked for one of the police cars, the little police cars that you ride in.
The little electric vehicles that a kid can get in and tootle
yes.
around your driveway or whatever with.
Right.
Okay, and the police car costs how much?
Oh, I think it's about $350.
Okay, and how much was the bike?
Oh, less than $100.
Okay, so what was your response when he asked for the police car?
Honestly, I didn't really know what to say. I said, well, I thought you were going to ask for a bike from Santa. And he said, well, I changed my mind.
Okay, I'm going to get more into your dilemma here. But why the hesitation, Kim? What made the difference that he asked for something big from Santa? Why did that bother you?
Well, besides the fact that he sort of changed midstream, it's just, it's too much. It's too expensive. It's and we have a little toy car that you ride on, not really in, and it's definitely not as cool as a police car, but it's just, it's too much, and I'm pretty sure he'll get a lot more use out of a bicycle, but how do you convince a kid that he's going to use something more?
And you feel bad on some level, maybe guilty that you're not, that you have to kind of shatter his illusions here.
Yeah, I do. I do feel a little guilty.
Well, we have a little advice here straight from the source. Joining us from Stone Mountain Park in Georgia is Santa Claus, also known as Ed Butchert. He's the author of The Red Suit Diaries, a real-life Santa on hopes, dreams, and childlike faith. And Ed, I bet you hear a lot of requests like Kim Hamilton's son of things that are just dreaming, big, big gifts, even things that aren't even real, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
What kind of things do they ask for?
Literally is beyond the means of most parents. So I hear a lot of that.
Okay. And I know that there's some kids that probably come to you and ask for things that are completely impossible, like a unicorn.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
And I just tell them that I have stuffed unicorns, toys, but I don't have live animals of any kind. I don't promise kids any kind of animals.
Okay, so that's your you kind of take the pragmatic road when they ask for these things.
Sure, I think Kim's what happened with Kim's youngin was that while he was in the line talking with the other kids in the line, somebody mentioned that little car, and he said, "Hey, that's a great idea. I think I'll get one of those." So he put that on his list, and hopefully the Santa there did not promise him that car.
Kim, did the Santa promise him the car?
I don't know. He was on a field trip with his class, but in his mind, yes.
Okay, but to a certain extent, Ed Butchert, the whole idea of Santa Claus and Christmas or Hanukkah or with the moments of these holidays, even birthdays, for a kid, you're encouraging them to think big. You're encouraging them to use their imagination and hit for the bleachers, right?
Well, of course, we want kids to be as imaginative as they can, but we also want them to be realistic. So you just have to balance all of that together and make it realistic for them. And I tell them, kids ask me for live animals all the time, and I tell them I don't have live animals. You have to get your parents to do that. And more often than not, they'll say they won't do it.
I bet if you promised a kid a horse, the parents would come and kidnap you, Ed.
Yeah, sure they would. Yeah, boy, they would. It wouldn't happen.
Well, all right. So Kim, let me ask you. I mean, your son probably, I mean, when you ask a kid what they want to be for their you know, in their career, they don't say, like, you know, a postal clerk, right? I mean, you assume that a kid at that age is going to think big, right?
Yeah, actually, he wants to be a policeman. That's his big dream.
Oh, that's pretty realistic, actually.
There are police who ride bikes here in New York.
in lots of places.
Absolutely. I'm just saying that it probably it doesn't surprise you or concern you that he's thinking big.
Oh no, not at all.
So the sticking point is that you don't want to shatter his dreams.
Right. I mean, and you know, having to explain to somebody, you know, some of my friends said, well, you know, buy him a little remote control police car and tell him that Santa was confused about what he wanted. And I'm torn at how do I tell him that Santa's confused or he didn't understand. So, you know, I don't want to tell him no, but yeah, there's a point of contention there. Like, do you disappoint the big Santa gift?
But Ed, I mean, this is
tell him no, but yeah, there's a point of contention there. Like, do you disappoint the big Santa gift?
But Ed, I mean, this is all sounding like it's about toys. But in fact, as a Santa Claus, you get some really difficult requests, things that aren't as easy as telling them that police ride bikes. You get requests from kids whose parents are divorced, whose parents are deceased, and even more challenging than that.
Oh, yes. I had a kid last night tell me he wanted his parents to not get divorced. What do you say? I just tell him that I'll pray for him, that I do not, I don't want him to get divorced either. But it happens sometimes, and not much of in that case, a five-year-old can do about it. And I said, you just got to love them both and keep loving them. And he said, okay. But I think, Kim, what happens is, kids will get these things and they'll tell you that, but by the time Christmas morning comes, he will have forgotten that completely. I would not even, don't make any excuses for Santa. Just give him the bicycle and go with it. He'll be so excited about that, he won't be able to stand it. So I wouldn't say a word. I'd just go.
Great advice from Santa Claus in Stone Mountain Park, Georgia, Ed Butchert. We also spoke with Kim Hamilton, takeaway listener, mother of a four-year-old who wants a ride-in police toy car. Thanks to both of you. In the meantime, if you have advice on this topic, how do you say no if you need to say no to a kid, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
You know, Kim, there are some used real cop cars that could probably cost less than $350, that's for sure. What's the worst gift you ever received? Miami listener says, my mother gave me a car seat cover 1 year for my birthday. I didn't have a car. Now I have a car and I can't find a seat. This Michigan listener tells us, I was 8 or 9 and my stepfather's mother gave me secondhand office supplies wrapped nicely in a box. After giving my stepsister a lot of new Barbies and such.
And still bothering her.
Yeah, it's scarred for life,
I think,
in Michigan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us your story by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE. I'm John Huckenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pop. I'm telling you why. Oh, Santa Claus is coming to town. Oh, yes.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.